One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, June 19. It's entitled, Stumbling Over the Glory Stone. Isaiah 8:14 says, "And he will become a sanctuary and a rock of stumbling." Two Boston Celtic giants, two old men. One was no giant physically, average height as men go, but small by basketball standards, but he was a giant in the realm of coaching. The other was truly a giant, 6 feet 10 inches tall with a 7 foot 4 inch arm span, and used every inch in dominating the NBA for 13 years. Red Auerbach and Bill Russell. Together they won 8 consecutive NBA championships. But now they were a couple of old men. Shortly before Red passed at age 89, he was in a nursing home. Bill Russell came to visit. The tall, bearded man was still tall, but very gray. Red had never had much hair. He was in a recliner with a walker nearby. They reminisced about the old days, the glory days. They teased. They told the same stories they'd always told. They laughed. Then it was time for Bill to go. He told Red goodbye. He bent over for one final embrace. Then Bill walked toward the door. Just before he got to the door, Red said, "Wait! Stop!" Bill stopped and waited. He always did what Coach Auerbach told him to do. Why stop now? Red pulled himself out of his recliner, grabbed his walker, and with difficulty dragged himself over to the doorway. And when he got to Russell, bent over but holding tight to his walker, he looked up at the head which was at the height of the door frame and said, "I have one thing to tell you." "What's that, Red?" "Don't fall." That may have been the last conversation these two giants had with each other, and it was good advice. Can you relate? We are all concerned about falls these days. We used to glide over all kinds of obstacles. Now we're concerned about tripping over throw rugs and seams in the concrete sidewalks. Concrete parking lot bumpers are our favorite. Physically falling is certainly high on our list of issues these days, but spiritual falls are even worse. Falling physically can put you in the hospital. Falling spiritually can put you in you know where. But if the cause of spiritual stumbling is actually designed for good, what about that? What if it's designed and provided for our welfare, intended for our salvation? If we stumble over that, then what hope is there? That's what Paul teaches at the end of Romans 9. In fact, it is what Isaiah taught 700 years before Paul. Paul is just a footnote to Isaiah. Both Isaiah and Paul say that the cornerstone of our salvation, which God laid for our eternal welfare, has actually become a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Romans 9:33. "Don't fall," Red said to Bill. "Don't fall," says Paul to you and me. Find out how to avoid stumbling over the glory stone, this Sunday as we explore the conclusion of Romans 9. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.